as one would say, an exhibition and demonstration by a master who knows his art, and the art is the recital of the Quran Kareem. May Allah Ta'ala improve, even though it is at its best, but improve you and give you the courage to be able to recite the Quran in the proper and correct manner the way you have demonstrated to us. One would say, Alhamdulillah, all praise to, it is due to Allah Ta'ala. I wish to inform you that this gathering we have here this evening, which was organized by Maulana Abdul Hamid Ishaq Sahab and his colleagues from the Madrasa Arabiya here in Azad World. As I mentioned earlier, that his foresight in this matter should have taken place ages ago, but he was inspired, even though at this later stage, to bring to our minds, to make us understand, why do we call ourselves Deobandis? Is it because some of us were born, or is it because we graduated from that great spiritual, this is the word here, great spiritual varsity in Islam? You will get tremendous amount of buildings that portray to be a college or a varsity. But the spiritualism that oozes out from every brick that is in that little town will not be found anywhere else. One must understand why. That the building, the establishment of that college, the Darul Uloom Deoband, was inspired by Sayyidina Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam through a dream, as Hazrat Mufti Sahib has mentioned to us here. And above all, that inspiration has stood the test of time. So much and so, one would say, so much water has flown, moved under the bridge as far as Deoband is concerned. Yet it had stood when it came to the Ulama-i Haq, protecting the deen of Islam. At every nook and corner, somewhere in the world, the Ulama of Deoband has stood up and faced the onslaught of the batil. And this, today, what Maulana Ishaq Sahib has tried to do is to bring about that knowledge to you, to all of us, that why do we term ourselves as Deoband? Every madrasa in India owes its allegiance, be it Nadwatul Ulama in Lucknow, be it in Dabel, be it in Randir, be it in Jalalabad, be it anywhere, they owe their allegiance to that caliber of men that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created, so that they could uphold, so that they could preserve, so that they could propagate the true deen of Islam. And today we had already witnessed the Hazrat Mufti Sahib at this age astounds the mind as we are sitting here, younger generation, that he recalled at times word to word of conversation that took place among the personalities and the buzruks of Islam, word for word. Where does that blessing come from? He sat at the feet of that, one would say, those scholars of Islam in whose heart, this is important, was the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as he mentioned, the taqwa. And their living was to see to it they received the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and nothing else. Nothing else. For the mere pittance that they worked for, their sacrifices in the annals of Islamic history shall go down, and we shall remember, we shall make dua as we are sitting here, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant every one of those that have departed from this earth, who have stood the test, who have stood the onslaught, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them nur in the qabr and give them the highest abode in the Jannah. It is a dua we shall make. To make matters easy, I will now call upon a friend and a colleague, a man who in his own right has served Islam tremendously in our country, silently yet knowingly, that he stands for what Darul Uloom Deoband stands for, even though he graduated from Karachi. And I have the pleasure of calling upon Maulana Muhammad Ismail Bamji Sahib.
Wa salamun ala ibadihi allazina istafa, amma ba'd. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ومن أحسن قولا ممن دعا إلى الله وعمل صالحا وقال إنني من المسلمين ولا تستوي الحسنة ولا السيئة ادفع بالتي هي أحسن فإذا الذي بينك وبينه عداوة كأنه ولي حميم وما يلقاها إلا الذين صبروا وما يلقاها إلا ذو حظ عظيم. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected علماء الكرام, my respected elders, brothers and colleagues, foremost I wish to state that I am not in the category and I don't feel I deserve those very few words, which good words which my brother and friend Maulana Hashim Sahib has said regarding myself. As they say in Farsi, keman anam keman danam, and according to the words of one of our pious buzrug Maulana Sayyid Abdul Jabbar Sahib, he said, man anam keman hamida man hamnami danam, that who I am only I know. And he had said that who I am, I myself don't know. So that the condition of one who is such, I don't think so that person deserves any praise. And after what we have heard from Hazrat Mufti Sahib Rahmatullah, Hazrat Mufti Sahib Maddazillahu Al-Ali, the words of beauty, the words regarding our pious people, the words regarding the Buzrugane Kiram, the Mujahidane Millat, I feel that for somebody of my category and my ignorance to stand here and to elaborate any further on it would be equivalent to trying to light a light in front of the sun. As they say in Urdu, ke suraj ke samne chiraag jalane ke mutararif hai. That is what I consider myself. But I have been under instructions from my friend Maulana Abdul Hamid Sahib to say a few words regarding our Buzrugan-e-Deen, and with the sincere intention and niyat that by remembering them, by saying a few words regarding them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His infinite mercy may make it a source of my najat in akhirah, because I don't know whether I am, whether I have did any deed for which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may forgive me. It is just by remembering, by picking up the shoes of our pious people that has brought us around here, that has gathered us here, and by making the khidmat of our Buzrugan-e-Deen, that our colleagues who are serving this madrasa in the name of Madrasa Arabiya Islamia, that we have been given this position by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Madani rahmatullah alayhi used to say, for those students who used to study there, कि तुम यहां जूती सीधी करो, अल्लाह ताला वहां तुम्हारा सर ऊंचा करेगा. तुम यहां जूतियां सीधी करो, अल्लाह ताला वहां तुम्हारा सर ऊंचा करेगा. So those of us who have the tawfiq, who have the hidayat of picking up the shoes of the ustad, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala today here in this mulk of kuffar, in this situation where we are sandwiched between two evils, where we are trying to preserve our deen, where we are trying at every step to safeguard ourselves from Western civilization, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given tawfiq for those people who picked up the shoes of their ustad, who picked up and did the washings of their ustad. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given up them the tawfiq to establish Darul Looms here today, has given up them the tawfiq to carry the banner of Islam here in this Darul Kufr. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to make the khidmat of His deen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to be true bearers of the flag of Islam. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala let this institute and those that are serving it here and those that are serving institutes in other parts of the world, let it be a source of najat and blessing for them in this world and in the akhirat. Let it be a blessing for those who support these institutes, and let it be the blessing for our children. Hazrat Mufti Sahib Maddazillahu Al-Ali has told us that the advent of deen in India started more or less in the 9th century, at the time of Shah Waliullah Muhaddis Dehlvi Rahmatullah Alayh. Prior to that, deen in India has been more centered on individuals. There has been one buzrug who may have written the tafsir of Mishkatul Masabi. There may be a buzrug who may have written the sharah of Bukhari. We may bear in mind that there has been a sharah of Bukhari written in the name of Faizul Bari prior to the sharah of Fayz al-Bari of Hazrat Anwar Shah Rahmatullah Alayhi, which was written by Maulana Badr Alam Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi. It has been written in the 9th century already, but all that knowledge that has been carrying on at that time was centered on the individual, or so was centered on a group of people, and it was not carried out on a national basis. It was after Hazrat Shah Waliullah Muhaddis Dehalvi Rahmatullah Alayhi went to Hijaz and they acquired knowledge from one of the Arab sheikhs. And when he came back, it was, I think, Sheikh Abu Tahir Al, I forgot the surname. And from Sheikh Abu Tahir, he acquired the knowledge of Sheikh Ibn Hafiz Ibn Hajar Asqalani Rahmatullah Alayhi. And he brought all that ulum back to Hindustan. And thereafter started spreading the knowledge of hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam into India. And his son, Shah Rafiuddin Rahmatullah Alayhi, and Shah Abdul Aziz Rahmatullah Alayhi, and Shah Abdul Qadir Rahmatullah Alayhi, three of his very great sons, carried the banner of their father and spread the knowledge. And as Hazrat Mufti Sahib pointed out to us, that Shah Abdul Aziz Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi's nephew, Shah Ishaq Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, carried that forward after Shah Abdul Aziz, and after Shah Abdul Aziz, Shah Abdul Ghani Rahmatullah Alayhi brought that knowledge to the knowledge of our ulama of Deoband. Shah Abdul Ghani Rahmatullah Alayhi's shagrids, the great pious shagrids of his, were Maulana Qasim Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi and Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Rahmatullah Alayhi. Maulana Qasim Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, we all know, is the founder of Darul Uloom Deoband. He is the personality that established Darul Uloom Deoband in the companionship of Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Rahmatullah Alayhi. And Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Rahmatullah Alayhi, Maulana Qasim Nanotvi Rahmatullah Alayhi, Hafiz Zamin Shaheed Rahmatullah Alayhi, and Maulana Haji Imdadullah Mahajir Makki Rahmatullah Alayhi, they were the four that fought together in the battle of Shamli against the British. And it was from there that they had resolved that they were going to sacrifice their life for the sake of Islam. And it was in that gathering where they gathered together, and when they saw that the British had taken over the whole of the Indian continent, and when the British were saying that our aim here in India is that we are only going to leave Indians by appearance, but by thought they will be Europeans. Only in appearance and only by their clothing they will be known as Indians. But by their thought and in their lifestyle will be all British. That is how we are going to implement the British rule here in India. And they brought not hundreds but thousands of Christian missionaries. And they brought the most lower down type of British people to India to persecute the people of the Indian continent and bring them into the fold of the British rule. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the tawfiq to whom He wishes. These stalwarts of deen stood up and they proclaimed the Thanabon, which eventually became the spiritual guidance of Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi, the place from where Haji Imdadullah Rahmatullah Alayhi started his spiritual work. They proclaimed that the Islamic Republic. And from there they declared war against the British. And that is where the famous war against the British known as the Jihad-e-Shamli took place. And it is in that war that Hafiz Zamin Shaheed Rahmatullah Alayhi was martyred. It was so intense that these people were fighting with swords against guns. But they were so brave that they didn't move one inch backwards in the time of war. And despite the bullets flying around them, they didn't move out from the battlefield and they defeated the British there. And when the commander was taken to task, that why, what happened, why did you lose that war? So he said, it was within my means to defeat those people. If they were fighting against us, I would have defeated them. But that I had no answer for those hordes of people that were coming down from the sky with swords, I couldn't defeat them. It was beyond me. And so much so was their spiritual enthusiasm that when Hazrat Zamin Shaheed Rahmatullah Alayhi was hit with a bullet in his groin, he called Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi and he told him, Rashid, when I die, you must told me. So when the time came and when he fell, Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Rahmatullah Alayhi lifted him up and went with him into the masjid and made him rest with his head in his lap and read the Quran until Hafiz Zamin Shaheed left this world. And that morning, Hafiz Zamin Shaheed Rahmatullah Alayhi put on his best clothes. And people ask him, Hafiz, why are you dressing so well today? He said, today I am going to meet my friend. This was the enthusiasm for deen.
And this was the spirituality that brought the deen to us. And in the war, while in the midst of the war, Maulana Qasim Nanutvi Rahmatullah Alayhi suddenly caught his head and he sat down. Haji Imdadullah Rahmatullah Alayhi immediately rushed to him and he put his hand and he said, Qasim, kya hua? What happened to you? People came, they saw that Maulana Qasim Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi has been hit with a bullet in his head. His whole body was full of blood. But when they removed his turban and saw there was no mark of any bullets on his head, just by Hazrat Haji Imdadullah Rahmatullah Alayhi putting his hand on his head. Has anybody any explanation to that? After the jihad took over, and Hazrat Haji Imdadullah Rahmatullah Alayhi decided that I have no future here in India, I am making hijrat to Makkah. Then Maulana Qasim Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi and Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Rahmatullah Alayhi in the year most probably 1867 decided to establish Darul Uloom Deoband. And that is how this came out about, that when they saw that the Muslims of India are in need of spiritual guidance. If at this juncture in our history, if we are not going to safeguard the iman of the Muslims, then the British are going to take over them and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's ta'aleem and the Qur'an al-Kareem will be destroyed here in the Indian continent and there won't be any more qala Allah wa qala Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There won't be anybody left to say qala Allah wa qala Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So these two salwas came forward and they established the Darul Uloom Deoband. And that is from where this flow of knowledge started. And from Maulana Qasim Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, from his Talamiza and from Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Rahmatullah Alayh's Talamiza, we find Hazrat Shaykhul Hind Rahmatullah Alayh, we find Hazrat Shaykhul Islam Rahmatullah Alayh, we find Mufti Kifayatullah Rahmatullah Alayh, we find great, great ulamas. If you start counting them, approximately in the 100 years of its existence, the Al-Ulum created nothing less than 1,500 excellent writers. Hazrat Madani Rahmatullah Alayh, in his 30 years or 25 years of his ta'alim there in Darul Uloom Deoband, 4,500 students graduated from him. Became ulama at his head. Hazrat Anwar Shah Kashmiri Rahmatullah Alayh set a new trend of ta'alim in the Islamic world. His manner of tahqeeq was such that he started a whole new system of teaching hadith which is being taught now in every madrasa in India and Pakistan. Every Shaykhul Hadith who teaches hadith today teaches it in the style of Anwar Shah Kashmiri Rahmatullah Alayh. And who was Anwar Shah Kashmiri Rahmatullah Alayh? He was the student of Hazrat Shaykhul Hind Rahmatullah Alayh. And who was Hazrat Shaykhul Hind Rahmatullah Alayh? Hazrat Shaykhul Hind Rahmatullah Alayh was the student of Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Rahmatullah Alayh. Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Rahmatullah Alayh's great student was Maulana Khalil Ahmad Saharanpuri Rahmatullah Alayh. Hazrat Shaykhul Hind Rahmatullah Alayh. Hazrat Madani Rahmatullah Alayh. Maulana Yahya Rahmatullah Alayh, who was the father of Hazrat Shaykhul Hadith Maulana Zakaria Rahmatullah Alayh. It was left upon Maulana Yahya Rahmatullah Alayh to gather the taqreer of Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Rahmatullah Alayh. Maulana Yahya Rahmatullah Alayh gathered the taqreer of Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi of Bukhari and Tirmizi. And Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayh in his lifetime printed the tafsir of Bukhari and Tirmizi under the name of Al-Kawkab al-Durri and Lami al-Darari. Lami al-Darari is in 10 volumes and Al-Kawkab al-Durri is in 2 volumes. And besides that, Maulana Khalil Ahmad Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh did the famous tafsir of Abu Dawud under the name of Bajlul Majhud fi Halli Abi Dawud. This is just examples I am giving you of one alim, Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi, and from Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi, Maulana Khalil Ahmad Sahib, from Maulana Khalil Ahmad Sahib, Maulana Yahya Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, and from Maulana Yahya Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, Hazrat Zakaria Rahmatullah, Hazrat Shaykhul Hadith, as we know him. And who doesn't know Hazrat Shaykhul Hadith? After Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi, prior to the advent of Tabligh Jamaat here in the South African arena and in the India arena, Behesht-e Zewar was known as the famous kitab that was read after the Quran al-Kareem in the Indian. But today we can say without hesitation that the Fazail written by Hazrat Shaykhul Hadith has superseded the Behesht-e Zewar, has taken over the Behesht-e Zewar. These are works that have been just done by 1, 2, 3, and 4, and 5 people that I have counted to the people. Now if we take the silsila of Hazrat Shaykhul Hind Rahmatullah Alayh, and from Hazrat Shaykhul Hind to Hazrat Madani Rahmatullah Alayh, and from Hazrat Madani Rahmatullah Alayh amongst his mutawassilin, that I just told you that Hazrat Madani Rahmatullah Alayh students in the Dore Hadith only, in his time of studies, went over 4,500 students. And Maulana Anwar Shah Kashmiri Rahmatullah Alayh, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him such a brilliant mind. that an ordinary kitab, that an ordinary kitab which he read without the intention of retaining it in his mind, an ordinary kitab if he read without the intention of retaining it in his mind, he remembered it for 15 years. And if any kitab he read it with the intention of keeping it in mind, then he would not have to refer to that kitab for 30 years. When he used to teach hadith, he used to tell the students, and despite all that, what was his humbleness? Despite all that greatness, how humble was he? He used to tell the students in his dars, Jahilin kya dekhte ho? Jahilin kya dekhte ho? Main bhi jahil, tum bhi jahil. Ignorant? What are you people looking at? I am also ignorant, you are also ignorant. Farq sirf itna hi hai ki main apne jahil ka aitraaf karta hu, tum apne jahil ka aitraaf nahi karte ho. The only difference is that I accept that I am ignorant and you are not prepared to accept that you are ignorant. This was the condition of Mawlana Anwar Shah Kashmir Rahmatullah Alayh. Hazrat Mufti Sahib told us the waqia of Allama Rashid Raza. The same Rashid Raza, when he heard the taqreer of Anwar Shah Kashmir Rahmatullah Alayh, said that if I were to take oath that huwa a'lamu bi Abi Hanifa, that if I were to take oath that he is more intelligent than Imam Abu Hanifa Rahmatullah Alayh, I would not be false in my oath. This was the standing of Allama Anwar Shah Kashmir Rahmatullah. When my late Ustad Maulana Yusuf Sahib bin Nuri Rahmatullah Alayh went to Misr to have this famous kitab of Maulana Anwar Shah Kashmir Rahmatullah Alayh, Faizul Bari, printed, he met with an alim there. And he said that I have read a kitab in praise of one Anwar Shah. And I don't think so there is a person more greater, and there is a muhaddith more greater than this muhaddith in this world at this moment. And that kitab is Nafhatul Anbar. So my sheikh told the sheikh that Atadri man tafawzin anta ya sheikh? Do you know whom you are talking to, your sheikh? He says, no, I don't know. He says, فَتَفَاوُزٍ سَعِفَ نَفَتُ الْأَمْبَرِ, that you are talking to the author of Nafhatul Anbar. And do you know when this Nafhatul Anbar was written and what was Maulana's age when he wrote it? He was only 20 years old when he wrote the biography of his sheikh. And so much was he in love of his sheikh. I'm telling you that Hazrat Madni Rahmatullah Alayhi's call that tum yahan juti seedhi karo, Allah Ta'ala tumhara sar buland karega wahan par. Hazrat Maulana Yusuf bin Nuri Rahmatullah Alayhi was a living example for us. He did not, let me make it clear, he did not sit in the lesson of Hazrat Anwar Shah Kashmiri Rahmatullah Alayhi like the other of Hazrat Anwar Shah Kashmiri Rahmatullah Alayhi students. But the khidmat that he made of his sheikh, none can come into the category of Maulana in that sphere. And he was a fanatical lover of Maulana Anwar Shah Kashmiri Rahmatullah Alayhi, and it was this love of his sheikh that brought this ilm into his heart. When Maulana Anwar Shah Rahmatullah Alayh, for health reasons, went to Kashmir, and he went and he stayed in Kashmir for about 9 months, Maulana Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh was fanatically in love with Sheikh the moment he saw him when he came to Deoband. So he requested Maulana Uzair Gul Sahib, Madazilluhul Ali, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him more life. May I just mention, by the way, why I am here, that Maulana Uzair Gul Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh is the only living survivor of those people who was with Hazrat Shaykhul Hind Rahmatullah Alayhi in Malta. And he is still alive. He is over 100 years old. He is over 100 years old. And he was one of the most dedicated disciple and murid of Hazrat Shaykhul Hind Rahmatullah Alayhi. So much so that the CIDs of Britain, of the British government, have written in their secret reports regarding Maulana Uzair Gul Rahmatullah Alayhi that Atishi Mizaj hai. That he is a very fiery tempered person and he is a fanatical lover of Hazrat Shaykhul Hind Rahmatullah Alayh and he cannot be bought. So he was one of the persons that had himself arrested to go with Hazrat Shaykhul Hind Rahmatullah Alayh to jail in Malta along with Hazrat Madani Rahmatullah Alayh. He and Hazrat Madani Rahmatullah Alayh were bosom pals. They were very, very close to one another and they were very, very informal with one another. So much so that once when Hazrat Mu'awzir Gul Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi was sitting in a majlis and talking with his friend, Hazrat Madni Rahmatullah Alayhi happened to come there into the majlis. So Mu'awzir Gul Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi said out of friendship that ek bewakoof ki kami thi, wo bhi pahunch gaya hai. So Hazrat Madani Rahmatullah Ali was not somebody to be turned on. He said, jab aap maujood the to meri kya zarurat thi. They were so close to one another. Tumara Uzairpur Rahmatullah Ahmad Dazillahul Ali is still alive, and alhamdulillah in Sakha Court in the northwest frontier of Pakistan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him health, because he is one of the ayat min ayatillah, the examples of Deoband that has been left behind. Alhamdulillah, a lot of our students here had the fortune of meeting him. So what I was telling you about is that Maulana bin Nuri Rahmatullah Ali, when he went with Maulana Anwar Shah Kashmiri Rahmatullah Ali to Kashmir, and in that 9 months he said, Maulana used to say that I was very young, my health was very good, and Kashmir was at its shabab. It was the best season to eat and drink. But despite all that, I used to only sleep 2 to 3 hours in 24 hours. I used to sleep 12 o'clock at night, and I used to get up 3 o'clock in the morning, and it never happened that my sheikh got up before me. In the time that I stayed there, it never happened that my sheikh got up before me. And the moment sheikh used to get up, he used to give sheikh his pan, and by the time sheikh went to go and relieve himself from his needs, and by the time he came in, and sheikh's water used to be ready for wuzu. And he did so much work for Hazrat Sheikh Shah Anwar Shah Kashmiri Rahmatullah Ali, that one day he told Hazrat Sheikh Anwar Shah Kashmiri Rahmatullah Ali that your brother Saifullah Shah, tell him to help me with my work. So Hazrat Anwar Shah Kashmiri Rahmatullah Ali told him that jo kaam aap karte hain Saifullah Shah ek din karega to cheek uthega. This was the amount of work that he put in for his sheikh. So when Maulana Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullah Ali went to Cairo to go and print Faizul Bari, which was the kitab of Taqrir of Bukhari, which Maulana Anwar Shah Rahmatullah Ali used to make, and which Maulana Badr Alam Sahib Rahmatullah Ali had gathered. So they decided to print this. And fortunate, we must not forget here the sacrifice of the ulamas of South Africa. The very first kitab of Maulana Anwar Shah Kashmir Rahmatullah Ali, Faizul Bari, that was printed in Cairo, was printed by the ulama of South Africa. And it was not printed by any family. The ulamas here at that time gave £5 from their wages, and they got that money together, and they paid Maulana Yusuf Sahib to go to Cairo, and they printed that money. The Faizul Bari was printed by the Jamiatul Ulama of Transvaal. That was the sacrifice that was made by the ulama of South Africa, by the shagrids of Maulana Anwar Shah Kashmiri Rahmatullah Ali. So when Maulana Rahmatullah Ali went there, and then when the Sheikh said that this is the person that Anwar Shah Kashmiri, who is he? Then Maulana told him that Anwar Shah is this. And while in Cairo, Maulana Yusuf Sahib bin Nuri Rahmatullah Ali was the very first person to introduce the ulama e Deoband to the Arab world. He was the very first person to introduce the ulama e Deoband to the Arab world. And he took Allama Shabir Ahmad Usmani Rahmatullah Ali's Fathul Mulhim with him. To Cairo, and introduced the Fathul Mulhim to the ulamas of Misr. And Allama Qasari Rahmatullah Ali, who was one of the mujahids of Turkey, and who was the Nayib Shaykhul Islam of Turkey, and he had left Turkey because of fear of persecution, and he had come and seek refuge here in Cairo. Allama Qasari Rahmatullah Ali was a very great alim himself, and he wrote a big taqreez on Fathul Mulhim and on the khidmat of the ulama of Deoband. That is time when ulama of Deoband came to be known in Cairo through Maulana Yusuf bin Nuri Rahmatullah Ali. So Anwar Shah Kashmiri Rahmatullah Ali Shagrit was Maulana Badr Alam Sahib, Maulana Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, and a host of other people. But Maulana Anwar Shah Kashmiri Rahmatullah Ali set a totally different trend of teaching hadith in the Indo-Pak continent, which is being taught right around in the world today. Wherever there is a Deobandi alim teaching hadith, he will be teaching it in the sense of Maulana Anwar Shah Kashmiri Rahmatullah Ali. And Mufti Kifayatullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali and Mufti Azizur Rahman, who was the very first founder of the Darul Ifta of Deoband, they are the ones who set the trend of Ifta working in Indo-Pak. And that is how the Ifta work carried on in the Indo-Pak continent. And the khidmat of the ulama of Deoband was not. And my specific intention here today is to bring forward to you, to the notice of you people, 2 or 3 good lecturers that passed away. Because we have among our midst today Qari Hanif Sahib, who is the shagrid of Qari Fateh Muhammad Sahib. Qari Fateh Muhammad Sahib, my Ustad Maulana Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say that if anybody wants to see an angel, must see Qari Fateh Muhammad Sahib. Alhamdulillah, Summa Alhamdulillah, we had the tawfiq of making Qari Sahib's khidmat also and making his ziyarat also. He just passed away a few years ago in Medina Munawwara. It was his desire that he should go and die in Medina. Mawlana Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh arranged for him to go to Medina and he went there. He was a person that in our knowledge in these times, he was one of the only Qaris that we have come to know of who could recite the whole Quran from backward to forwards. From Qul A'udhu Bi Rabbin Nas, he could recite it right up to Alhamdulillah. Every ayat he could recite it backwards. So much was it istihzar. And when he used to read Tarawih, that I also one day decided to become little pious and go and read the Tarawih behind him, but I didn't realize that he reads Tarawih from Isha right up to Tahajjud. And that also it was his ma'amul to read 10 siparas every night. And in 10 siparas every night he used to read it in one riwayat. And if there is a mistake in that riwayat also, he used to repeat that whole ayat again. That was Qari Sahib Rahman's istihzar of Qur'an al-Kareem. And so much he had the love for Qur'an that if he used to read in Nafil and he used to start reading his Nafil Namaz here, he could make a half a dozen other students stand there and read in front of him Nafil Namaz. And after he finished his Namaz, he could tell each one of them where he made mistakes. So much control Hazrat Qari Fateh Muhammad Saad had over his Qur'an. So we are fortunate that we have Qari Hanif Saad here amongst us, who is one of the great orators of the Indo-Pak continent today. So among the muqarrireens that the ulama-i Deoband created, my Ustad Maulana Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi used to say that in the past study, there were five great lecturers in India and Pakistan. One of them was Nawab Bahadur Yar Jung. Unfortunately, I couldn't find anything among my books or among my kitab regarding Nawab Bahadur Yar Jung that I could give you anything of. The other one was Maulana Shabbir Ahmad Usmani Rahmatullah Alayhi. Maulana Shabbir Ahmad Usmani Rahmatullah Alayhi, as I have told you now, he was the Sharia of Muslim. And he is associated with a lot of our Gujarati people because he taught for a very long time in Derby. And he was also one of the great shagrid of Hazrat Sheikh Ulind Rahmatullah Alayh. And he was one of the great ustad of Darul Uloom Deoband itself. It was when Hazrat Anwar Shah Kashmiri Rahmatullah Alayh had the dispute in Deoband, and when Deoband, one group of ulamas came to Dabil, and that also, two prominent ulamas of South Africa played a part in it, Maulana Mia Rahmatullah Alayh and Maulana Ismail Gardi Rahmatullah Alayh. They played a great part in bringing Maulana Anwar Shah Kashmiri Rahmatullah Alayh to Dabil. And late Hadith Yusuf Mia Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh was one of the persons who played a very great part. Maulana Gangwai Rahmatullah Alayh, Maulana Rashid Ahmad Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, Anwar Shah Kashmiri Rahmatullah Alayh, Mufti Azizur Rahman were our spiritual fathers. How can we live without them? Once Hazrat Atawullah Bukhari Rahmatullah Alayh was asked that what is the difference between Ali and Umar? What is the difference between Ali and Umar? It was a question posed by a Shia. So Hazrat Ali, Atawullah Bukhari Rahmatullah Alayh was known for his presence of mind and for his immediate answers to everything. He said that Ali jo hai murid tha aur Umar murad tha. Ali murid tha aur Umar murad tha. That Ali was a disciple of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Umar was the desire of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he said after that, he said, main bhi Ali ka beta hoon. Main bhi Ali ka beta hoon. Aur mera bhi dil chahta hai ki main Ali ke saath sab cheez ko mansoob karu. Magar Umar karne nahi dete. Magar Umar karne nahi dete. Aur agar Umar ko nikal do to phir islami tareekh mein rehta kya hai? تو ہمیں معاف کیجئے حضرت ہمارے اکابر بھی ہمیں کرنے نہیں دیتے اور ہمارے اکابر کا نام نکال دو تو پھر اسلام میں اور سعودی افریقہ میں باقی کیا رہتا ہے یہاں پر اللہ جل شانہ from the 9th century onwards had left the onus of looking after Islam on the akabir of Deoband. They preserved Islam in this world. They sacrificed their lives for Islam in this world. And on every battle front, today in this world, you will find that there's an alim of Deoband leading it. So there is nothing to be ashamed of. Jamal-e hamnashi darman asar kar. Jamal-e hamnashi darman asar kar. Warna man haakam ke hastam. It is the beauty of my companion that has come into me. Otherwise, I am just an ordinary matter of shame that has no value. It is the qualities of our fathers of which we can boast of. If we take away the name of our fathers, what is there left for us today? So among the great orators was Maulana Shabir Ahmad Usmani Rahmatullah Alayh, Maulana Ahmad Sayyid Dehalvi Sahbanul Hind, who was the General Secretary of the Jamiatul Ulama, and Maulana Abul Kalam Azad, and the Mujahid of Millat, Maulana Ataullah Bukhari Rahmatullah. These were the five great orators which Islam has created for us. And after that, Alhamdulillah, Summa Alhamdulillah, we have witnessed the lives of Qari Tayyab Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, who could lecture continuously for 2 and 3 hours without even taking a sip of water. We have witnessed it here in our South African arena. We have seen Maulana Ihtisham al-Haq Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayh come here and turn the minds of the people with his sonorous and beautiful voice. These are things that we have witnessed it with our own eyes. But the bayan, the quwwat which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given Maulana Shabbir Ahmad Usmani rahmatullah alayhi, once in his letter shan hai, wo shan hai ki jab kisi ke akal ke idraak se bahar hai. Agar Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ki duty ka tasma, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ki duty ka tasma, nizam Hyderabad ki dakkan ke taaj mein lag jaye to taaj ka martaba badh jayega. Nizam vajd mein aa gaya. نظام وجہ میں آگئے کہ واللہ مولانا آپ نے سچ فرمایا ہے کہ اگر رسول اللہ کا جوتی کا تسمہ میرے ساتھ میں لگ جائے تو میرا تاج کا مرتبہ دے جائے. This was the control which Maulana Shabbir Ahmad Usmani rahmatullah alayhi had over his career. Once he was lecturing in Lahore on the fadail of Qurbani at the time of Bakr Eid, and Sir Shafi was presiding over the function. When Maulana completed his lecture, Sir Shafi started crying. And he said, I wish my father had sent me to that institute which from which Maulana Shabbir Ahmad Sahib acquired his knowledge. This was the quality of the bayan. Maulana Azad was Imam al-Hidr. And we all know him as the Minister of Education. And the fact is that evidence is evidence that has been given by your enemies. Hindus have never been our friends. But the day when Maulana Azad passed away, Nehru cried like a child. Nehru cried like a child, so much so that he didn't even know what is going on around him. He asked one person that, who are you? He said, sir, I am your security. I am supposed to look after you. He said, when death has come and taken Maulana Azad away from me, who are you to come and look after me? Where is death going to stay me? These were the caliber of people. And Maulana Ataullah Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi was Bukhari. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given him so much control over his lectures that he could lecture from Isha right up to Fajr, and not a single person used to get up from his lecture. Once he went to Aligarh, once Maulana Ataullah Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi went to Aligarh to go and lecture. And we all know that at that time Maulana Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi was in favor of Congress and the Aligarh group was in favor of the Muslim League. So it was evident that Maulana Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi should get heckling from the students of Aligarh. So when the students, when he went, they started making noise and didn't want him to lecture. So Maulana said, "Acha bete, Quran to sun lo. Quran to sun lo. Listen to the Quran." They said, they kept quiet. Maulana started reciting, Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given him a sonorous voice. A voice of a magician, you can say. So when he started reading, all the students quieted down. And he said, "Ab agar ijazat do to main iska tarjuma kar do. If you give me permission, can I translate it?" They said, "Alright, you can translate it." He translated it till Fajr time and he said, "Ab kal aakar ke baat karunga." This was the control which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given Maulana Ataullah Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi. So these were the five great lecturers which we had witnessed in the Indian continent. And the Mujahids of Mujahada of Hazrat Mahdi rahmatullah alayhi, if I were to start elaborating on it, I will be doing injustice to Qari Sahib as it is. Our program has been delayed and I do not want to become an obstacle in between you and Hazrat Qari Sahib is the person whom you people came to listen to. I have just been, as they say in Gujarati, to kabab ma arku avi gelu to. So I am sorry for the disturbance that I have come in between you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive me for it, and may we call upon Hazrat Qari Sahib, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever words I have said, may it be of a source of inspiration for us all. Wa akhiru da'wana.
Excuse me for some of the good sentiments that I express about you, but you exonerated me. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala increase your ilm. You have definitely shown us that the school you have come from has done a tremendous job, and that the feat of those masters that you have learned, gentlemen, Islam, has proved itself. Time is running. I will